Okay, so have you ever felt like, you want to like really get what you're reading in the Bible?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like how to be confident about what it's saying.
Totally.
Well, that's what we're going to deep dive into today,
Awesome.
all about accurate interpretation.
Love it.
And we're going to be looking at a lecture by Dr. David Bauer.
Okay.
He's all about inductive Bible study.
Right. And one of the things that really struck me about his lecture is how much he emphasizes authorial intent.
Authorial intent. What's that like when we're talking about the Bible?
Yeah, so basically it means trying to understand what the author was trying to say to their original audience, like
Okay.
getting inside their head,
So it's not just about what the words mean to like me reading it today,
Right.
but like what they would have meant back then.
Exactly. It's about understanding the text in its original context.
So like almost like a historical perspective.
Yeah, and Dr. Bauer argues that's like super important for accurate interpretation. Like we can't just impose our modern ideas on the text, you know?
Right. But like some people might say the author's intent, like it doesn't even matter. What matters is like what it means to us today.
Yeah, that's a common view. But Dr. Bauer, he makes this really interesting point. He says that like just the act of reading involves this sense of being addressed by the author. Like there's a voice speaking to us, across time.
Like I totally get that, especially with books that I really connect with. It does feel like the author's talking right to me.
Exactly. And he says we can't just ignore that feeling. It's like fundamental to the reading experience.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So then how do we even go about figuring out, what an author meant to say like thousands of years ago?
Well, he kind of makes this distinction between the implied author and the flesh and blood author.
Okay.
So, like, think of the implied author as the voice you hear in your head when you're reading. It's like the personality, that comes through in the writing. The flesh and blood author is like the actual person, the historical person who wrote it.
Okay, so the implied author is kind of like a character.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it.
Okay.
And here's where it gets kind of wild. Dr. Bauer says the implied author can actually be bigger than the flesh and blood author.
Wait, hold on. How's that possible?
So imagine, like, a poet writes a poem,
Right?
and years later, there's a bunch of students analyzing it in class. They might uncover meanings, like symbolism and stuff, that the poet themselves never even consciously intended.
Oh, wow. So it's like the poem has a life of its own.
Right. Like revealing things even the author wasn't fully aware of.
That's trippy.
It is. And Dr. Bauer actually uses examples from Mark and John, the Gospels, to illustrate this. They both acknowledge there's more to Jesus' story than they could even write down.
Oh, right. Like when John says, like, the world couldn't contain all the books if everything was written down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It suggests that even those authors knew there's a richness there that goes beyond what they could put into words.
Wow. That's really profound, actually.
It is. And this leads us to the idea of sensus plenior.
Sensus plenior? What's that?
It means like fuller sense. Basically, it's the idea that a passage can have a depth of meaning that the original author might not have fully grasped.
Oh, okay. I think I felt that before. Like, I'm reading something and it just like hits me in this totally new way.
Right. And one classic example is in Matthew chapter 2, verse 15, where he's quoting Hosea.
Okay.
Matthew says, Jesus fleeing to Egypt fulfilled what Hosea said.
Oh.
But if you actually go back and read Hosea, it's talking about the Exodus, like God bringing Israel out of Egypt.
Oh, so it's not about a baby going to Egypt.
No, not at all. So Matthew is seeing this connection, this deeper meaning in Hosea's words that Hosea probably never even intended.
That's fascinating. So Matthew's understanding it through like the lens of Christ.
Exactly. Seeing this fuller sense that points to Jesus.
Okay, that's really cool. But it brings up like a big question for me. If we're talking about authorial intent, what about God's intention?
That's a great question.
I mean, he's ultimately the author of the Bible, right?
And that's something Dr. Bauer addresses head on. He acknowledges that God is the divine author, but he chose to reveal himself through human authors.
So it's like a collaboration.
Yeah, and it's this beautiful paradox, God's word coming through human words.
I love that.
He uses the example of 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Peter says that men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
So it's fully divine and fully human at the same time. Wow.
Exactly. It's amazing. And that means, like, even as we recognize God's ultimate authorship, we still got to wrestle with the human element, understanding what those human authors intended.
Which I guess brings us back to understanding the context of a passage, right?
You got it.
That seems super important for understanding authorial intent.
Absolutely. And Dr. Bauer has a really interesting take on this. He says that the basic unit of the Bible is the book itself.
The book? Like not the verses or chapters?
Nope. The whole book. He calls the Bible a library of books.
Oh, wow.
Each with its own message, its own history.
That's such a helpful way to think about it, because we often get so focused on those individual verses, you know?
I know, right?
We miss the big picture, the story the book is trying to tell.
Exactly. So Dr. Bauer's urging us to zoom out. Consider that big picture. Understanding the immediate context of a verse is important, but it's not enough.
So we got to understand how it fits into the whole book.
Yes. And the whole canon, the whole Bible, and even the historical setting.
So it's kind of like a multi-layered tapestry, huh?
Love that analogy.
It's like all these different threads coming together to make the whole design.
Yeah, and that brings us to another key point. Structure.
Oh, okay, so we're talking about the structure of the text itself. How's that important?
Well, think of it this way. Dr. Bauer compares it to a house. He says a house isn't just a pile of lumber, bricks, shingles, and all that. You need a plan. You got to put those materials together in a specific way.
That's true, yeah.
So a house needs structure to be functional. And it's the same with the Bible. The meaning of the text comes from how it's arranged, you know, the sentences, paragraphs, sections, chapters, all of it.
So we can't just like pick and choose verses that we like.
Right.
Or that fit what we already think.
Exactly. Dr. Bauer says ignoring the structure is like trying to understand a house by just looking at a pile of bricks.
You're totally missing the point.
Right. And this leads us to his emphasis on analysis and synthesis.
Okay, what's that all about?
So it's not enough to just break down the text, analyze it, right?
Right.
We also need to put it back together. We got to see how all those pieces work together.
So we need to understand the individual bricks and the whole house.
Exactly. It's about going beyond just analyzing those individual verses and really grasping the overall message of the passage, the book, the whole Bible.
Right.
So yeah, it's like, you know, you start with all these puzzle pieces, right? And you got to put them together to see the whole picture. That's kind of what we're talking about here. Moving from like analyzing to actually synthesizing.
So we're talking about understanding how each part, like each passage, each book fits into the whole story, like the big story the Bible is trying to tell.
Exactly. And Dr. Bauer says, like, this is where that historical context really matters.
Oh, okay.
We can't really understand what an author meant if we don't get the world they lived in.
Yeah.
You know, their culture, the history, all that.
That makes sense. It's like if you're trying to understand Shakespeare, but you don't know anything about Elizabethan England, right? You might follow the plot, but you're missing all the deeper stuff.
That's a great example. And Dr. Bauer really pushes this idea of informed interpretation.
Okay.
Like, we got to bring all that knowledge we have to the table. Context, structure, history, even theology.
Theology. Oh, interesting. What does he mean by that? Like, bringing theological knowledge to the text.
Well, I mean, think about it. The Bible, at its core, it's a theological book. Like, its primary purpose is to reveal God to us.
Okay, yeah.
So we can't just treat it like a history book or like a book of moral stories. We got to engage with the theology.
So we should be asking questions like, what's this text telling me about God?
Yes. And how does it fit into that bigger story of God's relationship with humanity? It's about realizing the Bible isn't just about God. It's actually from God.
Wow. Yeah.
So we got to approach it with like reverence, humility, and be willing to let it change us.
That makes sense. So I guess the theological knowledge we bring is going to shape how we interpret it, right?
Totally. It's like having a set of lenses helping us see the text in a new light.
Oh, okay.
And Dr. Bauer says something really important here. He says there can be multiple valid interpretations of a passage.
Oh, okay. So he's not saying like anything goes, like every interpretation is equally right.
No, not at all. But he's acknowledging that there can be room for different perspectives.
Okay. So it's like being open to different views.
Exactly. Be aware of them, understand the arguments, and be able to explain why you hold the view you do.
So it's about humility, realizing we don't have all the answers, but also being willing to engage with those other viewpoints, even if we disagree.
Exactly. And that takes us back to what we were talking about earlier, that analysis and synthesis thing.
Right.
Dr. Bauer really emphasizes that both are essential for understanding scripture. It's not like one or the other.
You need both to really get it.
Right. He talks about analysis as like breaking it down into those components.
Okay.
And synthesis is about seeing how those parts connect. You know, how they relate.
Yeah.
And he connects this to the idea of biblical theology.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just about understanding the individual pieces, but also how they fit into that overall message of the whole Bible.
Exactly. He even uses the example of preaching. Like, even when a sermon is focused on one specific passage, it's important to connect that passage to those broader themes.
So showing how that one story or teaching connects to the whole story of God's plan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he suggests there's a couple ways to do this. You know, a preacher can directly point out other perspectives. Or, if they consistently preach through the whole Bible over time, that'll naturally expose people to all those different truths.
That's cool. It's like weaving that tapestry, showing how all those threads connect to make that final design.
Right. He even mentions using a lectionary, which guides preachers through different texts.
Oh, yeah.
Keeps them from getting stuck in a rut.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's about broadening our horizons, right? Exploring different parts of the Bible and letting the whole thing shape our lives.
Exactly. And that reminds me of another point he makes. He really stresses that each book is a unique unit.
Uh-huh.
He says the Bible is more like a library of books.
He keeps coming back to that, huh?
I know, right? It's a good image. And each book has its own message, its own context, its own style.
Its own story to tell.
Exactly. And he connects this idea to how the canon was formed.
Okay, remind me what canon means again.
Oh, yeah. So canonization is the process of how the church decided which books were considered authoritative scripture.
Oh, wait.
And Dr. Bauer points out that the early church made those decisions based on entire books.
Oh, so they weren't just picking and choosing their favorite parts.
Nope.
Yep.
It was all about whether the whole book was inspired by God. And that supports this idea of treating each book as its own entity.
Okay.
With its own unique message. So we shouldn't just be hopping around, picking verses here and there. We got to wrestle with the whole book, understand it on its own terms.
But he's not saying we should treat them totally in isolation.
Right. He warns against that, too. He talks about this idea of a canonical assemblage.
Meaning, like, they're all distinct, but they come together to create something unified?
Yes. Think of it like an orchestra.
Okay.
Each instrument has its own sound, its own part.
Uh-huh.
But when they're all played together, you get this incredible, complex piece of music.
I love that. It's like each book has its own voice, but together they tell the big story. The story of God and his plan.
And that brings us back to that idea of synthesis.
Mm-hmm.
We need to understand those individual books, mm-hmm. but then we got to see how they relate, how they build on each other, expand on each other's themes.
It's like going from focusing on each individual tree to seeing the whole forest.
Exactly. That's where we see the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
The Old Testament pointing to the New Testament, the prophets talking about Jesus, the gospel sharing the good news.
And it all points to God's plan for humanity to redeem and restore everything.
Such an amazing story, unfolding over centuries, all over the world, across different cultures and languages.
Yeah. And we're invited to step into that story, let it change us. But it sounds like this whole approach, it can be pretty daunting. Like, where do we even start? It's like a lot to take in, right?
You know, right?
Kind of overwhelming.
Yeah. It can feel like walking into this massive library.
Right.
And you have no idea where to even start.
Exactly.
Yeah. But Dr. Bauer actually gives us some pretty practical advice on how to put all this into practice.
Okay, good.
He suggests, like, pick a book of the Bible.
Okay.
And really commit to studying it.
Like, really in depth.
Yeah, not awesome. Just, like, skimming it, you know?
Right.
Really dig deep.
So, like, take your time, read it slowly.
Yeah, maybe even read it a few times.
Oh, wow.
And really pay attention
okay.
to the details.
Okay.
Think about, like, the historical context while you're reading it.
Uh-huh.
Think about the structure of the book.
Okay.
The literary features, like what kind of things is the author using
right.
to communicate their point?
Yeah.
And ask yourself questions.
Okay.
Like, what's the author even trying to say here?
Okay.
What are the big themes? How does this passage connect to the rest of the book?
Right.
To the whole Bible, even.
It's like being a detective, right?
Totally.
Trying to find all the clues.
Yeah.
Piece it all together.
And he says, like, don't be afraid to use commentaries. Study Bibles.
Oh, yeah.
They can be super helpful.
Okay.
Give you insights.
Yep.
Things you might not have noticed on your own.
It's like having a conversation
yeah.
with other people who have studied this for a long time.
Exactly. But he also says, like, don't just blindly accept what they say.
Right.
You know, you got to engage with those interpretations.
Okay.
Compare them to your own understanding of the text.
Uh-huh.
And be open to being challenged.
Yeah.
Maybe even changing your mind.
That's good.
It's about being humble. You know, realizing we don't have all the answers.
Right.
But also being willing to learn and grow.
And that's what's so cool about studying the Bible.
I know, right?
It's like this never-ending journey.
It is.
The more we study it, the more we learn.
Yeah, the deeper it gets.
Yeah.
And that reminds me of what we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
You know, Dr. Bauer's analogy of the Bible as a library.
Oh, right.
So, like, what kind of reader are you in this library?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Are you just browsing, sticking to the familiar stuff?
Right.
Or are you more like adventurous, exploring new sections? Yeah. Maybe you're into the history section, all about ancient Israel.
Yeah. Or maybe you like the poetry.
Oh, yeah.
You're into the Psalms.
Yeah. It's such a rich collection, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Well, whatever kind of reader you are, I really hope this deep dive has given you a new way to approach the Bible.
Me too.
Like to see it with a sense of wonder.
Yeah, and curiosity.
Not just as like a bunch of rules or old stories,
but
like a living word
that
still speaks to us.
It does.
Today.
Absolutely.
It's not just about understanding the words.
It's about encountering God.
Yes.
The one who speaks through those words.
So good.
And letting them shape us, you know?
Yeah.
Change how we see him, what he's done, and what he's calling us to do.
That's awesome. So, like, step into that library.
Yeah.
Find a book that speaks to you.
And start your adventure.
There's so much to discover.
There is.
In the pages of Scripture.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.